It's that time again. Spring is just around the corner, which means that you're going to need better feet. Look no further than Better Feet, TM trademark. It's simple. Order your pair of Better Feet, TM, and we'll send a certified technician over to saw off your feet, then replace them with boulders.
I'm Caroline Dwyer.
I'm Maggie Cotter.
And I'm James Widows. And please don't stand. We're sitting down for you, the listener of Stinkers. The dad just got to the dinner table and he's pissed. So no one better talk or worse laugh of podcasts, where we celebrate the biggest stinkers, aka the worst ideas our guests have ever had.
Stinkers.
Stinkers.
You know what? Please welcome to the show, designer, illustrator, writer, comedian, actor, extraordinaire, Diana Kolsky.
Wow. Woo! I clap for myself. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having Diana. Me.
It's Thank you for being here, Diana.
You're welcome.
Diana, and you're hailing from Portland, Oregon at this time, are you not?
That's true. Pack and dub.
Yeah, What's the weather like over there?
Yeah, same question. You know,
we don't ask that enough.
It's pretty rainy.
Oh.
Very on brand. Our gutters are overflowing. We forgot to clean them out.
Oh, someone's gutter overflowing.
I'm just going to say that.
No! Yeah.
Caroline knows a little bit about that.
Ooh. Oh.
Do tell.
Like your diva cup's overflowing?
Or? That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I call my diva cup my gutter. You know, I'm actually too afraid to have a diva cup because I have a IUD, and I've heard that it can suction out the IUD.
I don't want to hear that.
Is that tough for you to hear, Maggie, as a person who's engaging in both?
No, it's tough for me to hear as a person who wants to.
Well, not imagines that ripped out. Yeah,
like there's some body things that I can, it's like I hear them and I feel it happening to me.
Same.
And that's when how I hear feel that, with I like feel nail and teeth stuff.
A tooth, the idea of chewing on like
stop,
fabric.
Stop, yes. Stop. What?
Or like, that is a feeling that I remember. Like a bite into fabric.
You know, well, how you have like, did you guys have like a kid in your class who
like chewing
like
on your shirt?
Eat I mean. Their sweatshirts.
I did that. That was me. Yeah, that was
of course
me. Okay?
You fucking did.
You have like the wet cuffs.
Yes. No. Yeah. I had the wet. No, like, no. The endless part was wet. The collar was wet.
So much. There's something else about the cuff too, collars. Because it has. It's like two pieces of fabric that are together, and you feel them.
This was me. This was me.
Ew,
oh, she's eating her fucking collar
and,
right
and
now.
And the thing is, it's like that was the original, like that was Manic Pixie Dream Girl of elementary school, where it's just like.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes.
It's very like.
You were basically that.
I'm different. I eat my sweatshirt.
Yeah.
That's definitely. It was definitely an intentional choice that made you look cool. Definitely.
Right, because
definitely.
It's not enjoyable. It's just about being different.
You have paint in your teeth.
Yeah.
Man, just always having a big wet stain at the top
I really
of your
did
shirt.
This is I have not thought about this, but talking about it and thinking about it is like giving me the sense memory of just like a damp collar.
Oh my god.
The smell of spit on fabric.
Yeah. Just always getting a little sort of reminder of your latest meal.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, so I have, you know, kind of brain problems. Speaking of brain problems,
Please
I think I'll up. Talk about my stinker, which is not really one stinker, but the same thing that's continued to happen to me for it's happened so much this week and it's never happened before. But I also, speaking of my diva cup, I've had like the longest period of PMS in my life, and I've just been such a fucking like bitch. Whatever. So that I'm just angry about everything, and this stuff. I would do this thing I'm about to say, and I'd be like, "No!" Like I do it all the time. Okay, so I have my dog's food bowl and water dish, like kind of sticking out of my kitchen. I don't know if you can't really see it, but
or you kind of can if I tilt it there. Yeah. So
and for everyone at home, you can probably see it too now.
Yeah, exactly. So I have been, maybe it is a thing with like during PMS or whatever, I'm really clumsy, but I keep dropping things into my dog's water bowl and my dog's water bowl, I do not clean it enough. So it's like 75% just like viscous spit.
Oh my God.
So like your dog as a dog is 90% viscous.
Yes, he's a big slobber guy.
So right before this, I was filling up my water bottle and then the top and straw like fell in face forward into the spit bowl. And I was like, I can't deal with that.
Yeah, that's like Slimer, you know, that is.
It's full Slimer.
Yeah.
But once a day, I'm telling you, it's a fork, it's a spoon. I dropped half of an edible in there the other day and I don't want to hear about
that. Yes, you did. Of course you did. Yes, I believe you did. I believe you did.
I rinsed it off.
Of course you did. You have breast foot. Like you literally, you, Diana, okay. So in our last episode.
What is breast foot?
Yeah. I have it. I have it.
Damn.
So you, we'll get back. We'll get into that later, maybe. But wait, did you? Wait, I do have a follow up though. Did you do your run, or is that not yet?
No, that's unfortunately this Sunday is. I think that's also contributing to my really bad mood. That is a Sunday, and I really don't want to do it, but it'll be done one way or the other by next week.
And has the breast foot healed at all?
No,
Caroline!
It hasn't. And I know by the end of the race on Sunday, it's going to like reopen the breast foot.
It's going to be really bad.
Yeah.
Is this like titty toe?
It's like...
Exactly. Titty toe. Like I basically gave myself like a welt by, on, and underneath my titties. And I keep like, it's like an open wound now. Yeah, and it keeps like reopening.
And she's running a marathon.
Yeah. That sounds brutal.
Yeah.
Boo-ball. Are you gonna tape your nipples?
Yeah, and probably won't wear a shirt.
Nice. Yes. Yes, free.
I don't wanna hear about this.
Free everything but the nipple, please.
Tape those nipples, baby.
I put that tape on the nipple. That's what I like. Nice.
Anyway, that's me.
Okay, that's you.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty effed up.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm saying that from a place of respect.
I will say that I'm going to go with something relatively similar.
Wow.
I'm going to ignore James. I feel like you said enough. I feel like we all sort of understand what you said.
No, you know, I have to say what Caroline just wrote in the chat. She's basically saying that Maggie absolutely nutted on you, James.
Yeah.
And how did that make you feel?
Kind of nice.
Ew. Right.
Maybe it was in your best interest to receive a nut.
Thank you for your nut, my queen.
Waste nut, want nut.
That's exactly
always say it.
That's exactly.
Oh yeah, well, that's where we got that from. We got that from you, Diana.
That is waste merch. Not, want not. That's merch.
That's merch.
Oh, that's so merch coded.
So merch coded.
Wait, Maggie, sorry, I really derailed that.
I don't know what I was gonna say.
Huh?
I got a grilled chicken souvlaki sandwich yesterday, and then I.
You can't be saying things like this.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the way you're saying it is upsetting.
Caroline is so upset.
And then I left it in the car for like some several hours.
This is already something Caroline would do, I will
yeah.
say.
Yeah. I ate it when I got back home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was already cooked. It wasn't raw chicken.
And you thought maybe it being out in the sun car for a few
It wasn't sun. I was in the shade. I parked my car in the shade.
That's worse. That's
basically a cooler. Yeah. You want it hot.
That's like how people used to reheat things.
Yeah. Toss in the car for a little bit.
Crack an egg on your car passenger seat.
Yes. Yeah.
Throw it in the Cadillac.
Stink up the car with the smells. Yeah.
Just got a cloth passenger seat that's like one of Caroline's shirts from elementary school.
Oh, God.
With the
it's not filled. It's just loose cloth.
I can't believe we're making fun of something that's tied to my like brain problems. You know what I mean? I thought I was among friends.
I can. First of all, I can. Second of all, I don't believe this to
my brain is too big for my skull. We all joke about that.
I don't believe this to be tied to your brain problem.
Yes, no. It 100% is.
No, it's a choice.
No, it's not. You think I was actively trying to suck on my collar and get people to make fun of me?
You were trying to be quirky.
I think you were trying to be stand out.
It's
pick me material. You were being a pick me girl.
You were a pick me girl, 100%. Yeah, like you're like I'm the one who eats her shirt and has breast foot. Like,
yeah, you're right. Sorry, I forgot. You guys are right.
You're like, oops, my sweatshirt fell into my mouth.
Oh no, my breast foot's showing.
Teacher, pick me.
That's the vibe.
Yeah, you're right. Vibe. You got me.
So what happened? Did you shit your pants?
I will say I had some stomach distress, but I think I'm in the clear. But I haven't. It hasn't
this was
been
today.
Last night.
Oh.
Oh yeah, you would have had some more signs.
I would have known at this point, but I do think it was a risk that I shouldn't have taken.
Right. And yeah, you would have went fucking Vitamix mode on your toilet.
I would have fruit ninja. Yeah,
you'd be absolutely churning and burning over that bowl.
Splatter art.
Exactly. Jackson Pollock my ass.
Yeah, smudge it all together. Make a damn Rothko.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
I love art.
Butter churner.
I love art.
I love art.
I love art. I think art's basically awesome.
Art's one of the most amazing things to be a part of life.
Wait, guys, stop. I'm going to cry.
Oh, no, Caroline.
Oh.
Okay, I did it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not a tear. So. That's drool.
Yeah. We saw you spit on yourself.
No.
Yeah.
You spit straight up in the air and then caught it with your face.
And no, call it your brain problem.
Well,
not do that.
Okay, if I did do that, that's actually extremely impressive, and you guys should be proud to be my friend.
Okay.
I'm proud.
To Maggie's point about the food poisoning that didn't happen, I just wanted to interject and say I had a 24-hour stomach bug recently, so if I like run away from the microphone,
that is
juicing.
Shitting or vomiting.
Oh no.
No, it's okay. It happens.
Stomach bugs
are the worst.
Yeah,
but
I've been hearing this one.
Aside from being in the bathroom, you're in the second safest place for that kind of stuff.
I'm
recording live from the toilet, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to leave and go to my other toilet if I want to barf.
Well, you like to keep them separate.
That's right.
I really understand that.
Face toilet, butt toilet.
Anytime I've had to throw up in my toilet, it's not right.
No, you're like, I poop here. This is
bad. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking disgusting pervert.
Yeah.
James, what's your stinker?
My stinker really, I've just been having such a good week. It's really hard. I guess I saw Dune 2 in IMAX, and I was like, and it's at the big Lincoln Center screen in New York City. The Big Apple. And I bought a ticket early. I'm like, I got the perfect row. It's dead center. And I still just accidentally bought it way too close to the screen. Uh-huh.
Too big.
I bought it like immediately when it was on sale. I intentionally did a week after opens being like, now I'm going to get the perfect seat. And I just completely did the calculus wrong of where the seat was.
Calculus, yeah.
For me, it's basically calculus. So we were very close and it was still good. And also Javier Bardem delivered the funniest performance I've ever seen in a movie.
You're calling yourself a we now?
I was with a friend.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Andrew Futral, listener of the show.
Interesting.
Wow. Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Did you try to fuck the popcorn bucket?
I didn't try to fuck the popcorn bucket, but Andrew did famously make a fuckable pain box from Dune 2. You know the box you put your hand in? He made one with a dick hole.
Wait, is that the one that's going around on Twitter?
Andrew is a listener of Stinkers. and a friend of the pod. And it is the one that's going viral. Fuckable Pain Box, in a lot of ways, people would say Stink Nation is tethered to the Fuckable Pain Box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So
some people say fuck the pain away. Other people say fuck the pain box.
Yeah. Yes. You always say that, right?
I do.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a little closer than I would have liked. I had trouble with it. Anytime there was a close up, I felt like I wanted to scream.
Yeah.
Well, IMAX too. Did that like mess with your like peripheral vision?
Yeah. I don't think I can do IMAX really at all is something I've learned.
Is that 3D glasses?
No. Okay. It was 70 millimeter IMAX.
But it's rounded.
I think so.
Yeah.
No, it's not like a dome. It's just so big that it's everywhere.
Okay.
It's like you're in the movie.
Whoa, now that's actually interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are we liking that? Caroline, what are you doing right now?
I'm paying attention to everything. Oh my god.
Play. Caroline, what the fuck is it Lioden? Is it Lioden? Is it Lioden?
Yes,
I would never
do Lioden.
Yes, you
would.
Now
you're famously...
I would never do Lioden.
She's eating her shirt.
She's eating her shirt.
Okay, so she was on Lioden.
And I'm telling you right now,
trading fucking scrotums.
This is not brain shit. This is some. This she is doing pick me.
This is pick me right now.
This is actually so comforting to me.
Yeah. Eating the shirt.
Yeah.
I saw
inside. You're like,
yeah, womb. Inside. It's womb coated.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it's so womb.
Yeah. James, I saw another image going around on Twitter of the AMC Lincoln Center of the size of the Bavarian pretzel that you can get there. Damn. And it's someone was like, I paid like for a soda and Bavarian pretzel, it was like $13 and I was pissed, but look at the size of it. And it was like this big.
Whoa.
So that's a little something for next time if you want to think about it.
Yeah, I am going to probably see it again in theaters because there's something wrong with me. And it's mostly that I just need to keep hearing Javier Bardem saying, Lisan al-Gaib, because every time he says it, it is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh.
And I think they are doing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Is it your new Tom Hanks and Elvis?
No, it's not like that. That is Tom Hanks needs to be put down. Okay. He's on notice. Should I be saying things like that? He's on notice. I'm looking for him. I'm going to hunt him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he is doing a performance that is disgusting and wrong, whereas Javier Bardem is doing a beautiful celebratory performance that we should honor and respect.
Yeah.
Okay.
As the best comedic performance of our age, I would say.
You know,
Dune 2 is a comedy.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And
not
a discussion, just a fact.
Yeah. And speaking of facts, Diana,
Caroline, do you want to just say speak a few more times before we get to it? The amount of times you try to
speak. I'm just letting her go.
Yeah. You know what? How about this? Go off, come.
Yeah, thank you. A long time since I heard that.
Yeah.
Speaking of going off cum, going off our intro, Diana Kolsky, our wonderful esteemed guest we have here today, we'd love to hear about your stinker that you brought us.
I would love to talk about it. Great. I think it's been enough time and I'm ready.
Oh, wow. It's something you needed to ruminate on a bit or sort of let mellow.
A decade.
Wow.
Yeah,
decade.
Okay, so we're a decade out.
So I knew you at this time.
Yeah, oh, no, James, you definitely knew. Oh, I knew all y'all. So Murph and I, a million years ago, my life and creative partner, Murph Meyer, we had a podcast called Ménage à Trois Radio. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. We, like, did it for a few years, got in the groove. It was good. It was just, like, we always had a third on and we talked to them about like sex and relationships, really light romance, hearts and hearts. Yeah. And then so we pitched it to IFC as like a comedy crib series. Mm-hmm. And
I remember the comedy crib era.
Yeah. I haven't thought about IFC. That in so long.
Yes. Yeah. So that was like a big deal for us. Like, you know, we're super green and we're like, oh my God, we sold a project, you know, and it's like a digital series, which is cool. But, and we sold it to them for like 6 episodes and they gave us $35,000. And at the time that seemed like a lot, but But that's for like over an hour of content. So it's like, we probably should have kept it simple and just done our pod, you know, which interviewing people. And that's what everyone else did in the Comedy Crib. They did like really simple stuff and we didn't do that.
Oh my God.
Got really ambitious and ended up like paying out of pocket to like build a set. We got amazing guests.
I remember what this looked like. I remember
this was so bad. We went like fully scripted, which is not like what we knew how to do. We had set pieces built by special effects people.
Oh my God.
Diana,
so we just got really ambitious and it was like awful. It was so bad.
Oh.
We got really in the weeds. I think where we kind of went wrong, we got really in the weeds with them. Like IFC was amazing. I think it was just a bad fit because we were trying to be really like horny and we got so much pushback on like what if something looked too much like a dick.
Come on. And it was like, that's like your thing.
There were 10 million emails about like what a genital is.
Oh my God.
That were like crazy. So we had like these set pieces built, like a dildolier, which was like a dildo chandelier. We had to go back and forth about what a dick is and like remove wrinkles and have like pieces remade. And we like we had this thing called the penis gallery, which is like the peanut gallery, but it's two penis puppets like kind of shitting on us the whole time.
Really good.
Very good. And you couldn't do any of that?
Well, we sent all these illustrations and they were like, we have to add a hat and they can't have pubes, but they have to have, they can't have the vein, but they
we
can
only
have
want a bald
we penis. Have to have a hat.
I mean, just the amount of like what genitals are was so, so crazy. And so we ended up just in this like weird meandering, like,
Oh my God.
And again, it wasn't them. It was like all our ideas were like terrible and really like pornographic. And it was like,
nice.
And yeah, I mean, we just like all these like special effects, like blurring stuff. And it was just crazy. We had this thing called the titty tail, which was like this this mold of a live woman we had made where you squeeze her breasts and cocktails come out.
Here's the thing is like, I could see this really succeding today.
I wish I would love to see you.
I think like,
just do it as a live show.
The rise of like, I know this isn't a direct thing, but like A24 aesthetic coming into the world and becoming powerful. It's like this, and like horror having a moment and stuff. There's something like the grotesque is now in fashion in a way that I feel like this would hit so hard today.
We were just like in no man's land. Like,
yeah,
it was really weird. We were trying to do like Pee Wee's Playhouse for adults.
Right.
We basically should have just done us like sitting on a couch interviewing.
Right. It was just such a big pivot from what you were doing too.
Totally. And it was bad. The scripts were bad. And like, we had to like, the one good thing they saved us from, and we were like, thank God, is they pushed back on this idea we had. Like the whole time we'd been talking to somebody like in the camera, and then the last episode we wanted to pull back and see like somebody standing at the window who'd been jerking off watching it.
That's like, so fucked up.
They were like, can we just not? That was like the final straw. They were like, you guys, like, I don't know what your problem is. Like, we were like, we're doing art. Now we were so glad because this was like, I don't know the exact year, but we were like on the cusp of like Me Too. Like, it is just like, I thank God every day that like there are certain things that we did not push for because it would just be like, we'd be in jail.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, it just reminds me of like the types of UCB shows we would do. We were like, that was aged within 3 months. Remember, just a real quick, doing that Halloween show that one year. I don't know if you did that at all.
I know, but I've heard about it, and I remember seeing
a hall of school shooters was a thing.
Yes.
And you're like, probably a really bad idea. This was like 2015.
I think I was in the hall of school shooters.
Yeah, I think you were. It was at the Beast. Yeah, UCB East. Oh my God.
Those were like, if you even say anything involved with that, we all are.
I shouldn't even. Yeah, no, it was just like a thing where in 2015, like it's just a reminder of like 30 Rock, all these things aged so poorly so quickly.
In 2016, there was definitely a show where I feel like multiple people masturbated on stage.
Literally?
Yeah. Yes, James. Wait, you were there.
Oh my God! We didn't know that was going to happen. What show? And also somebody tried to pee on someone, right?
Wait, was that the cult show?
No, was, see, there's a lot of shows. This was a big dumb thing.
It was James's but show.
Someone did a bit where they literally, she was doing it. It was like an anti-Trump show.
She showed us the dildo, had
she
a
fucked
blanket,
herself on stage.
And then fucked herself to orgasm.
She didn't know that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then also someone tried to pee on stage, but he got too shy. That was actually the funniest thing in the world to me.
Yeah, me too.
And then also, I mean, you and I did that show, Professor Titty Dick's Psychedelic Leap Birthday Bash. Mm-hmm. Caroline, you did that too.
Yeah, we had pictures of that.
I played like what's
that wasn't a canceled show, just a stupid name. It was not a good show, though. I remember we did not write anything, but spent so much time coming up with props and costumes for it. I mean, everyone in it was amazing, but.
But wasn't it the one where he did the Miss Cabbage, like hit the Scientology wife that's like kidnapped? Yeah. Like we were
insane. Oh. We were really not okay.
Oh, no, it's so bad.
There's something to
the Manson family show too.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Murph talk to you guys about that?
Yes.
Is that? He did. Yeah. He did. Brought it up last time where I played Marilyn Manson in The Dope Show, I think.
Murph literally had a swastika on his forehead. Like, he was playing Marilyn Manson, but it's like, what are we doing?
What are we doing? Yeah.
It's really crazy and dark. Yeah.
And you know what's beautiful is that that's something that really in theory could be lost to time, but we have all continued to bring up and remind people about, which is important. That's how you know that's how you tell your story in a way.
Yeah.
It's good that we talk about how fucking wrong and off base half like the mid 2000s, 2010s were also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know, Diana, because you're saying like describing all of that, and you said it was so awful, but I don't remember seeing that, but hearing about it, I'm like, that sounds great.
Yeah. I agree.
So like, how did you like, did it ever air on website? What?
Like, how did we fuck that up?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, like, did it ever, or like, how did you know it was bad? Cause to me still that sounds good. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like what happened after you like delivered the finish thing?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it is bad. I've watched it, and it's
does it
bad.
Exist still?
I think so. I can't go look. I like can never look.
I'm gonna look it up.
You have to, it's online still.
I'm gonna see.
It would be the IFC Comedy Club.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So it is bad, and I don't know. Like honestly, like we like killed ourselves building a set and making the props, and like we got amazing guests, and we like had great performances and people were so committed. Our crew was amazing. They were doing like crane shots and like all this wonderful, they just followed us to the end of the earth for this like creative thing. And then it wasn't good. And it's so sad.
Yeah.
We can all laugh. You're all so somber.
No, we all have a million things.
I know that, and I'm not just saying this to appease you. I feel like so much of it feels good, though, like in description.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like it would be funny.
It's not. Like the penis gallery was really confusing and nobody knew what was going on.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
If you were going to do this now or like use elements of this, is there something about it that you still like or would want to make work?
I mean,
in an ideal world where you have the money and time, and, you know,
I think that like Pee Wee's Playhouse for adults, like sexy thing is fun. Like we had this episode where Danny Tamborelli and I went inside Murph's ass.
Like Magic School Bus.
Yes.
This
Magic
is so
School Bus
good. Out,
and it was fun. And we really smoked a joint on set. And that made the day got really weird. And we were like riding this gerbil around and like searching Murph's ass.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was, you know. Yeah, we had like Khaki King playing guitar.
Yeah.
We had like, it was incredible. But so I don't know. I think the elements are there. Maybe just like, I think the scripts weren't good. I don't know. Mm. I don't know what we could do to fix
it. Well, that's the type of thing where if you did do it, you just get, you know, have people help you shape it if you need. But that's, I'm telling you, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah. I think, have you guys ever done this where you like focus so much on all the stuff that you don't like, write very well?
Yes. 1,000%.
Like, I like so many times. So many props, and then was like, whoops, should write a script.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing?
It becomes about the spectacle and the production.
Because that's also like more fun, I feel like, and like easier, like doing the props and stuff. It's like, oh, this is fun, and it's easier to make it like in line with what's in your head versus like writing, I feel like, is so much harder to get what's in your head. You know what I mean?
Well, even
to
Diana, exist. We were on an improv team for many years together called Tesla before Elon stole it.
Controversial.
Whoa. Yeah.
But we, even I would argue as a team, we would always get ourselves in that exact problem of we were like doing so much work producing an improv show.
Yeah.
Where we're like, we have to have a live band. We have to have alcohol. We have to have an after party. Like it would just turn into that. And then like the shows were okay. You know, like our improv was okay at best, probably at that time in our lives.
At best.
Yeah.
No, but we did. Other people did good shows at those shows.
Definitely.
So that was
and then we would end it with us doing improv.
But don't you think that's also just like being in your like 20s and stuff? You know what I mean? Because I remember like going to those shows and I was like, this is so cool. This is the coolest thing to go. Where was that? Like McDougal Street?
It was in the
Street?
West Village. Yeah.
Yeah.
The location made you feel like you were doing something cool a little bit.
It's like, whoa, I can drink a beer here.
Holy crud.
Holy mother of toast.
And famously, the guy who was the assistant manager told us we could do all that, never told the owners. And we were just paying him money for like 3 years. Or no, he was just taking a cut eventually.
Was that at the place upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, very not safe in terms of fire code.
Yeah.
But I think maybe just because it's so old, it's like grandfathered in or something.
Yeah,
New York has a lot of that. I don't know if it still does, but like there's a toilet in the closet, and like the stairs aren't safe, and like the floor might collapse.
Yeah,
I had like a family friend come once, and she's like a retired fire chief, and she was just like,
classic.
This is not good.
Yeah,
you guys I remember the show here.
Yeah, remember we also used to do that show on a boat, Dwyer, that was actively falling apart.
Yeah, it could have literally sank anytime. And the Gowanus on a Superfund site.
And one of the shows, like a bench that everyone was sitting on, like collapsed in the middle of the show.
And during that same, was that the same show where we, for some reason, were like, let's do it on the top deck this time.
Yep.
But it's in Bushwick. Bushwick is directly in like the flight path for landing planes at LaGuardia. And so we had planes going over every 2 minutes. And Joe Pera did the show. Joe Pera, not a loud man.
God.
I think it's the only time I've seen him get genuinely kind of annoyed with the people doing shit. And we know him, but we did him dirty on that one. That was a bummer.
Yeah.
But that show, it was a fun, again, what we were like so lost in. They're like, yep, let's do this insane thing. And I didn't have any bits or stand up.
Yeah, no, that doesn't matter. But sorry, this is back to what Diana was saying. Yeah. I also remember something you used to do maybe for a live show that I thought was very funny and like similar to like the a lot of effort and like minimal reward is for one of your live shows, you made like videos where you like invited individual people to come to the show.
Oh, are you talking about me? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Do you remember that? Yes.
That was one. That was our 100th episode of Manat. Mm-hmm. We did. We sat in a bathtub for 3 days filming singular invite videos.
Oh, so
my
crazy.
God!
I do recall that.
Did you release all the videos?
Yes, and we like sent them all out. It'd be like, hey Maggie, like we'd love to see you at the show this Saturday. We're like naked in like what is it? Shower caps, being like, "Oh, hello" to every single person we'd ever met.
That is really great, though.
Fuck.
I think it's like it is tough because in hindsight, there's so much that you're just like, "Oh, I wish I'd like been more focused in my creative energy." But also, some of it is like
you don't have stories like this, otherwise, then, you know.
Yeah, and like the experience is like so much part of it. Like that process of being in the tub with Murph and spending 3 days filming that, you guys probably laughed so much.
Yeah, we laughed. We were also losing our minds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point, you're like, what? We still have 80. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just funny when you get old and you have no time and you're like, I can't believe I had time to do that. That is quite psycho.
Well, you also like have like family and like a life and stuff. And like, I feel like I have no time, but I'm actually not doing anything. You know what I mean? Same. That is sad. The youthful yeah. vigor.
The youth. Yeah.
The youth.
The youth.
I had like a sinus infection for like 10 years in New York because I was just doing like working all day at a company and then doing like five shows a night, sleeping for an hour somewhere in the West Village and like going to work drunk with like a,
oh my God, how many times?
Like a belt on top of what I'd worn yesterday. Like,
yes.
It is crazy, the energy. It's not there anymore.
It's not right.
Yeah, it's not right.
I think we can all agree it's not healthy. It doesn't lead to a well life.
No, I say I think we should glorify it. I think maybe that lifestyle is good.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
No, I mean,
yeah, it's
fun.
Truly madness that is fueling you.
I do feel like it's one of the things that I find most like, for myself, cringe is that makes me like is thinking of those shows in places where like the toilet is in the shower in a bathtub and there's a shower curtain around, like, you know, that whole vibe.
We had a friend who had one of those fucking apartments.
Yeah, where it's just
the
like
kitchen toilet.
Yeah,
the kitchen toilet.
Jocelyn Guest.
I don't know who that is.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I knew a lot of people with kitchen toilets.
Yeah. Tough. But like, I think of like the fact that I used to like invite non-comedy friends, like you were saying, like family friends, like to shows and things like that. And like looking back, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. They only saw my worst shit.
It's just like devastating
mm-hmm.
how different. And now like, they don't really come to show, like they come, like when I was doing my solo show, they'll come to that, but like, they're not coming to an improv show.
Yeah, you used it up.
I really used up those passes. You know
and
what I mean?
Even if it's really good now, it's tainted by their memory of you.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They'll still be happy for you, but it's like harder to laugh now.
Yeah.
I mean, Murph and I would do like midnight shows of a Minaj show and like three people would come who weren't in the community and just jerk off in the back row and we'd like talk and no one would care.
What?
Literally jerk? Couple.
I mean, I literally think somebody was jerking off at one of our sets.
Oh my
And that's like how many friends we had burned through invites for.
Yeah.
We're like at
this point you're making friends with the JO guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you also have to pick your battles with like what shows you promote, you know, when you're doing that many shows. So we'd like pick a big one, like our 100th episode and try to get everyone out.
Yeah.
Other times you just kind of are like hoping somebody comes and then I think you came. <I don't
know. laughs> Take care. Were they jerking off together or were these solo?
No, I think there were like just weird guys who had wandered into UCB and seen like menage a trois, you know, and been like, this is porn.
This is a porn theater.
Yeah. The perfect place to jerk.
Yeah.
Nice. Ooh, carpeted. I love it.
Mites? Even better.
A faint and specific mold smell that only grows over time.
It's also just crazy. Like, obviously, that building is no more, but how much Improv Asylum was able to improve the conditions of that basement.
Yeah.
It still sucked, though. I went down there. It's like, it's still that basement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. But in terms
of it didn't smell
like,
bad.
Exactly. Like the mites of it all. The mites of it all.
Yeah.
The mites would bite your neck if you sat in the back row. Do you remember
that? Yeah, and they'd say, no, no, no.
Right
when against that like black fabric that was over.
Oh yeah.
That's just sort of rotting felt.
Yeah.
Oh, gnarly.
Nar.
Sicky nar.
Yeah.
Well, Diana, speaking of sicky no.
And no one says anything to him for that. I just have to say.
I was brave what I just did. It was just not brave.
He did something brave.
Oh my God. This is so freaking effed up the ass. Go ahead.
Are you okay?
No, okay? I'm actually not okay. I've never been less okay. And that's
I've never been okay.
Hey, Caroline, why don't you go back to your knitting?
I'm not knitting. Ooh. I'm actually weaving in the ends now, Maggie. So
Caroline, what does that even how about this? Mean? Before we move on, do you want to sort of help me want me to help you center yourself a little bit?
No,
my
heart palace and Nala are so freaking out of whack right now. There's no way they're going to be getting centered.
Let me tell you something right now. My heart palace and my Nala are not on the same page.
They're not.
Now, my Simba is just out of whack.
Yeah.
Nala and Simba, penis, vagina.
Tomato, yeah.
Breast foot.
So
we're doing a little. Yeah, you gotta. We're gonna sample that later.
Yeah.
On a next episode, probably.
Yeah.
We end our podcast usually with a little something fun. Mm-hmm. Last week we tried out a new segment that I think we're gonna try again.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with like the dating game where you have like one person who talks to three people behind like a curtain?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. This one's called Piss Date.
Classic.
We'll each go one at a time as contestant 1, 2, and 3, date 1, 2, and 3, tell you a little about ourselves, then you can ask us questions, sort of classic dating game style questions if you may or if you may not, you know?
And then, of course, at the end, you get to pick who you believe to be either the best or worst, and that's the one you're going to have to spend the rest of your life with, pretty much.
Yeah. At a minimum, you have to scissors on stage right away.
Yeah.
And there's a stage, as you can see.
I love scissoring.
Awesome. Great.
So something fun about this is that there's no host. So if you want to sort of start, Diana, and just say about yourself, and then we'll go from
there. What you're interested in a partner.
Yeah,
what you're looking for today.
Hi, I'm Diana. I'm married, and I'm looking for someone to run while scissoring with me. I like jogging, and I like to scissor, and I like polar black cherry seltzer. Mm. And I'm just looking for that special third wheel to put on my bicycle and make it a tricycle.
Okay.
Wow. That's interesting to hear.
Well, Diana, I guess I'll go first. My name's Crayon.
No.
My name's Crayon. I am 45 years old. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. It seems like people are typing on their Sidekick phones next to me. My name's Crayon. I'm 45 years old. I love belly jumping. I'm a big fan of avocados when the moment strikes.
Ew.
I am terminally horny. I only have 1 year left. And I am originally from New Jersey.
Hmm.
Crayon. My name's Crayon.
So do I just say how much I want to scissor with you? Or
no, we'll just each go one at a time first, and then you can ask us questions.
Cool.
A crayon.
Hello, Diana. I come here from a long way far away, and my name is Pencil. Kind of funny given.
kind of funny.
Sounds like the other contestants are making fun of my voice, but believe it or not, I was raised in, that's right, you guessed it, Sydney, Australia. Now, something that's interesting about me, I hear that you like to scissor, and I think you'll find it pretty interesting, because I'm one of those fellas that doesn't have a bottom half. So, I'm just top. And that at first you might say, I can't scissor with something like that, but it's actually going to make it so much easier, especially as if I heard correctly, you are married. So, sometimes the best way to have a third is to just have a half. So it'll be 2.5 instead of 3 people. Do you know what I mean? And also during the day, I am a neuroscientist.
Mm. Wow, a lot to process.
Not really.
Yeah, 50% as much as everyone else.
What's it?
What?
Die, Diana. It is me. My name is Marker. It's a pleasure to be here. And while I'm on the subject of pleasure, yours will always be my focus. As you can see here, I have any kind of scissor you want. You could scissor me anyway. I've tried them all. I've done crisscross cuts. I've done scissors that have little hearts inside that you press and a little heart comes out. I've also made love on the top of the Taj Mahal with Natasha Bedingfield. And so that's the kind of experience that I'll be delivering to you, my sweet Diana. And I would love to show you the ways of the world on my magic carpet ride. Ow!
Oh my goodness, Marker's getting their ass.
I'm so sorry. This sometimes happens when I get out of line. My fellow contestants will hit me.
Trouble in the craft drawer.
Oh my God. But it does wake you up. And sometimes what you need is a wake up, you know? And what better way to get woken up than getting dick down? So, that's me. I'm Marker, and I'd love to show you the world.
Yeah. All right. I think just hard pass on all three.
That's interesting to hear. No questions.
You have to ask questions.
Oh, well, yeah. No.
It's just sort of the rules.
Yeah. Oh, good. love a rule. Crayon. It made me think.
Yes, that's me.
When Marker was talking about their experience in the Taj Mahal, it made me wonder, where's the coolest place you've ever gone to the Bone Zone?
Well, Diana, let me just tell you something. That is such a beautiful question. I love to talk about having sex and where I do it. I like to talk about it because I'm saving myself for you.
I knew it.
But I'll tell you that some of the places I imagine that we could have sex include the It's a Small World ride at Disney World. Oh. I could imagine us having sex in the bottom of the Chrysler building in an elevator mechanical room. I could imagine us having sex at the top of King Ka, and then we both come as soon as we hit the apex. And then we fall off on the way down because it's going to be a little hard to be locked in while you're having sex on King Ka. And we die together.
Dangerous. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah. My name's Crayon.
Thanks. Pencil.
Yes.
A Crayon mentioned some avocados earlier. I was wondering if there's a fruit that you prefer.
Oh, yeah. So in terms of fruit, this actually might seem unusual for you, given that you sound at least like you're American, and I know Americans love their fruit. But something interesting about me is I'm saving fruit for marriage. So if you give me the opportunity to have your hand in marriage, or even honestly, I'll even just save it for scissoring. If you give me that opportunity, that'll be the first time I take what I expect to be a very luscious and juicy bite of any fruit of your choosing. Now, Diana, what's your favorite fruit?
Oh, interesting. I mean, I think like a really good mango.
Probably. A mango. Watch it. Don't eat the nut. That's what I hear. The nut in the skin is toxic. Mm. Watch out, my love.
All right. I won't eat that nut. I think it's
save it for me.
Okay, save the nut for you. How do you nut with no body?
Right question. I'm glad you brought this up. I do it through speech. So honestly, I don't at the moment have the facilities in order to ejaculate, nut, jizz, whatever you want to call it. In Australia, we call it finding the scorpion. And yes, well, physically, I'm unable to manifest that kind of success. Just think about the dulcet tones of my voice and having that bring you to climax. And then at the same time, I'll do it as well. But it's a verbal, mental kind of thing.
Wow. That's a lot to take in, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you. What can I say? I'm a romantic.
No.
That really comes through.
She drinks out of the
marker. If we were
got dropped in the dog bowl earlier.
Marker, if we were to go on a romantic getaway, where would we go?
Die, Diana. Where are we going? Well, I'm saving that for marriage. I will be saving travel for marriage for I am.
Wow, that's really.
You've heard of born again virgins, and as has been discussed, I did make love atop the Taj Mahal. I am a born again travel virgin. I will be saving that, and upon bedding you and wedding you and making you mine, I will be taking you all around the world. Do you know Diana Nyad?
Not personally, but.
But you know her story.
I think she swims places.
Yes, we will be swimming every ocean and every stream.
I like that.
The two of us side by side, zero restraints, zero supports, challenging our bodies, challenging our mind, seeing how far love can take us. Diana Nyad is my icon, and I now live my life.
Oh my God. Oh, Marco's getting beat up again.
No, I know.
This guy cannot get a break.
It's crazy. But they keep me in line. What can I say?
I've heard some like Mormon kids who are travel virgins will just fly places but not get off the plane. It's called soaking. Have you heard about that? Yes.
A soak is actually a really lovely way to experience travel. People don't know this, but the presence that is conjured when you are not looking to ejaculate travel-y, you actually experience a higher physical sensation than normal sex.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you guys have all just won me over. I've gone from just full disgust and like wanting to just rip these headphones off and jump out the window to like wanting to, you know, four-way tongue kiss everyone.
Wow. Understood.
Wow. Yeah. Understood.
Feeling pretty romantic. So how does this work?
You just have to pick the winner.
Okay. Well, this was really hard. Really hard. But I think I got to remember their name. Oh, okay.
Crayon, pencil, and marker.
Yeah. I think I'm going to bust out the sharpener because that pencil's
been
really, really dull and really now and really here.
The Australians are coming to take our women. And that much is clear to me.
And thank you for calling me dull. Everyone has said that, and that is how I identify.
As a doll?
Doll.
Oh, doll. What are you saying?
Are you saying doll?
Doll. I'd love to be a doll, but I'm saying doll.
Doll, like fruit, like the fruit doll.
Exactly. My wife gets it. Exactly.
I can't wait to carry you around.
Yes. I weigh 2,000 pounds.
Oh, a ton. Good for you.
That's right. Thank you.
Wear like a backpack. Okay. I don't know.
Right. Like one of those backpacks with like the clear globe on it that people put their cats in.
Yes.
100%.
Exactly. Yeah,
she's like smashed.
Yeah. Just all loose goo.
Yeah.
just
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Really fun. Thank you.
Really fun stuff. Pretty much a perfect ep, I would say.
Yeah.
Haven't been on a date in like that for a while.
Mm, yeah. You're welcome. It's, and you know what? You're getting back in the field. Mm-hmm. Here. That's what we are. We're a stepping stone.
Mm-hmm. We're a field. Exactly. Think of us as a field.
Think
we're
of us a as a field. And like you're in it. And you're just in it.
Cool. I'm picturing it.
Awesome.
That's beautiful.
Diana, is there anything you would like to plug? Anything you want anyone out there listening to be aware of? Like shows or pod or anything?
Oh, okay. Well, I do a little lefty zine called Functionally Dead. You can go to functionallydead.com. Mm-hmm. Check that out.
It rules.
Dead on Instagram. Satire zine. And then Murph and I are thinking about starting a podcast. Can I plug that?
Yes, do it. This, so now you have to do it.
Nothing to plug. We wanted to be called Walk and Talk because we just wanted to be walking around talking. And then we looked and that's taken. And the title was all we had. So that's where we are.
Keep an eye out.
Really good.
Watch this space.
You watch this space. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
You know what, Aunt Dana? I'm pretty proud to say you're welcome.
Cool.
Thank you.
Did you say Aunt Diana?
Aunt Diana. No, I didn't say that. And I'm sorry if it sounded that way.
That's all right.
Carolyn, you're oddly quiet.
It's because I'm just basking in the glow of a win.
Wow. Yeah.
And as for me, I'm drinking it all up.
I drink your milkshake.
No.
No.
Stinkers. Stinkers.